He's worthy of the praise. Isn't that right?
Hallelujah.
For your glory. How many of you would do anything to be in the glory of the Lord? Come on, for your glory, Lord, to fill this place. Lord, if I find favor in your sight, just want your glory. I want to be where you are. Thank you, Lord. Come on, take a moment to just enter into that place so that when the Lord speaks to us, our minds and our hearts will be right to receive. It's all about his glory. It's not about us. It's not even about having church. It's about his glory. Come on. Come on, get right. Get in that place. Y'all know that's what we've been doing these last weeks. Come on, enter into that place. We didn't come here to just be in this place. We came to get into his place where he is. Lord, I want to be where you are. Yes. Come on, enter in. So that your life can change. So that your situation can get better. So that your body can be healed. So that God's will can be done in your life. I want to be where you are. Come on, get into that place. Come on, get into that place. All over the building. As God begins to saturate your heart with what you need. I decree and declare that the heavy heart you came in here with, you will not leave with that today. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, if you'll just yield to me, I'll lift a heavy burden. Where are you in this building? Come on, if you yield yourself, mind, soul, and body, God will lift the burden wherever you are. Come on, lift it. Yield yourself. I want to be. You see, when you get where he is, there's all the benefits. How many of you need the benefits of the Lord in your life? I want to be where you are. I didn't come here to have church, y'all. I came here to have an experience and an encounter with God and his presence and his spirit. If that's you today, why don't you worship him right now? I want to be where you are. I need an experience with God for the things that I've gone through this week, for the pressures I've faced, the temptations I've had, the trials I failed. I want to be where you are. Yes. Come on, tell him, I want to be where you are, God. Do you know what's there where he is? When you get where he is, there's peace, there's love, there's joy, there's everything you need. Don't leave this place without getting into that place. Hallelujah. Come on, we can't just come to church any longer. I don't want to. I've been a churchgoer all of my life, but it's time to enter in. Whoa. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. There's a place called the Holy of Holies. And you just can't walk into that place. You have to press your way. You have to strip yourself of some things. And no, you can't change yourself, but you can turn. You can make the effort to turn. That I want to get into the Holy of Holies so that my life can change and it'll never be the same again. And you don't need the priest to go before you now. The veil to the temple have been rent. And everybody has free access. If you don't get to the place, it's nobody's fault but your own. You don't have to be dressed right. You don't even have to be living right. But you got to make a move this morning to be where you are. I don't want to be there just so you can heal me. That's part of it. But I want to be there, Lord, because I just want to be where you are. Did anybody get that? The real reason that I just want to be close to you, God. Then you can do whatever else I need. But if I could just get close to you. Y'all act like you forgot how you just wanted to be close to somebody. You didn't know what or if anything was going to happen, but you just wanted to be close. That's the way you ought to be about God this morning. I'm not even going to ask you for anything. I just want to be where. And I just believe that you are the type of father that when I get where you are, you're going to give me what I need. But I didn't come for that reason. I came because I love you. If you're in that place this morning, I want you to breathe in as deep as you can and receive the breath of God into you. Come on, wherever you are, I want you to just breathe in the breath of God. Because when you get in his presence, you need to get what he's giving out. And not tangible things, but his spirit. His spirit. Breathe in his presence. If you're there, just breathe in where he is. Come on, if you're in that place, breathe in. Because what I want, God, is your spirit on the inside of me. And then when you breathe out the mess of 2016. Come on, breathe in and breathe out the mess of 2016, the hurt of 2016, the heartache of 2016, the lack and the debt of 2016, and breathe in newness of life. Come on, hug three people and tell them, I am a new creature. God just breathes on me. I am a new creature. The Spirit of God just breathed on me. The breath of God is on the inside of me. I just breathe out hatred. I just breathe out. I can't stand you. Breathe in and breathe out. If you have enough faith to really believe that you breathe out lack and debt and poverty, tell somebody, I'll never be broke another day in my life. I just breathe out all of that debt. Because you got to understand that supply and debt, supply and lack can't be in the same place. One of them got to go. And I choose debt. Get out of my life. 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 Come on, if you still thinking some stuff you need to pay, go ahead and breathe in again. You can't get too much of it. Just go. And then breathe out of everything you don't need in your life. Y'all might as well get ready. This is the way it's going to be 2017. If you came to follow a program in an order of service, woo-wee, you're going to be disappointed. Because if we can't encounter God when the leader get up, then you got the wrong leader. If your leader can't push you to the presence of God, you're in the wrong place. I want to be where you are.
Gotta be where you
Sister Judy, know what I told her this morning? This is a new year. When God moves you to another dimension, you can't go back no more. I don't care if all hell break loose in your life. You're going to have to smile if you want to cry in order to stay where God put you. Wanna be where? Thank you, God. Thank you, God. There's something about that song that God is doing with our ministry. You better receive this and walk into that place. Because I want you to know this is not a coincidence and it's certainly not a happenstance. It is a direct move of the Spirit of God for this place. It's an on-purpose move by God. And what he wants to do is see if we'll follow it. Well, we did that last time. We was, I don't care if it takes every Sunday. If it takes that for you to get where you need to be. You eat every day, don't you? You didn't say, well, I ain't eating today. I ate yesterday. So whatever it takes. Y'all know, and the doctor told us to quit eating some of that stuff, but it's just so good, Brother Thorne. We just can't stop. Who can know the mind of God? Who can search his thoughts? So I'll encourage you this morning, don't waste time trying to do it. If you believe that he is who he say he is, just go with it. Just go with it. Because one thing you can be assured of, the devil ain't never wanted to bless you. The devil wants to keep you from getting where God is. And so when you get into the sanctuary, can I help you this morning? When you get into the sanctuary, you are not where God is. He resides in the Holy of Holies. And so that says to me that you have to press your way even after you get in here. He said, come in with thanksgiving and praise. But you still are not where he is. But the good news is, you can see him because of Jesus Christ. The veil has been torn down. So the choice becomes yours once you get in here. Either I'm going to stay like I was, or I'm going to get to that place. Come on, get them hands up. I'm going to get to that place. Because when I get to that place, he's going to remove the thing that was hindering me when I got here. I got to get where you are. Come on, you make up your mind that when I come to West Union, I'm getting to the Holy of Holies. I've been going to church all of my life, and I never got past the sanctuary. And yeah, we had some good times, and it was all right, but I went back home and did the same thing I did before I left. But if you can get to that place, I don't need a good time. I heard my son say, I know how to have a good time. But I need something to change in me when I get here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, say that with me. It's the highest praise. Hallelujah. He's worthy of the praise. And if you don't know how to say anything else, you can say hallelujah. That's the highest praise. Hallel. Hallelujah. Do you know that Lucifer had the highest seat in heaven next to God from the things that he created? Because see, he didn't create Jesus. Jesus was with him. But of all creation, Lucifer had the highest seat. That's why his name was Hallel, which is where we get hallelujah. So every time you say it, you know what you're saying. I'm saying the highest praise, the highest position in heaven next to God of all creation. Look at yourself and say, I am the creation of God. So when you say hallelujah, you're saying to God, it can't go no higher than that. So you got to stay around from people who are afraid of that word hallelujah. They don't mind thank you Jesus, but some of them, they just get shook up by hallelujah. That's a holiness word. Then, baby, you better let it come out of your mouth so that holiness can get on the inside of you. Yeah, thank you Jesus is good, but that ain't the highest praise. Hallelujah. And then you can backdoor hallelujah with to God be the glory. Man, you can't lose with that. As you're seated in the presence of God. Y'all doing something with me with that song, I'm telling you. And I believe that God is putting a theme on our ministry. Not by choice, but by his will. He has a thematic purpose for this ministry according to that song, because we're going to begin to have people in this place that will never be satisfied with church again. Are y'all here with me? Josh, I want to be one of those persons in this place that will never be satisfied with church again. Because church never stopped me from sinning. Woo! Preacher's kid, PK. But going to church since I can remember never stopped me from sinning. Felt good in there sometime. Even cried as a 7-year-old boy. I can remember sitting on the pew crying. But it didn't stop me from sinning until I figured out it is not the church, but it's Jesus. When I figured out that I needed him, and with him, couldn't hardly make it sometimes. But at least you got a chance when he's in you. He'll turn some things around. Somebody say, eventually. But church gives you a false reading of a good time that makes you think you've gotten somewhere with Christ, but ain't nothing changed. People even join churches because of what go on with the choir. How the service is conducted. But when you are looking, I heard you, Lady Lang, when you are seeking, you got to press your way to something deeper than just having church. Some of y'all have testimonies of you joined this church back in 49.
But something had to happen in your life between 49 and now. And it has to be something that you cannot control. See, you can control church. We can turn out right now. Go home. Hey, amen. Let's go home, y'all. Football game, get ready. Come on. But when you enter into the Holy of Holies, you are no longer in control. When you get in the Holy of Holies, there's something that you cannot visibly see. But we saw it in Orlando when we went. It's called the mercy seat. Woo. How many of y'all need to sit on that mercy seat this morning? Lord, have mercy. See, you cannot get to the mercy seat on the pew. Something's got to explode on the inside of you. It says, I'm going to the mercy seat where the Ark of the Covenant, the Spirit of God, sits on it. Y'all remember it? Or did y'all just go there looking and talk about we've been to Florida? But if you remember, the Ark of the Covenant sat on the mercy seat. Along with the showbread, the representation of the body of Christ before he was even born. Good God. They got mad at David because he ate some of the showbread with his men because he was hungry. But when you're in a desperate need, you whatever Jesus has provided, that's what you need. But religion will tell you you ain't supposed to do that. Some folks in today's world would have fit real good in that day because they're so ritualistic. And don't misunderstand me. It's good to have order in places and things to be set. But when those things conflict with the move of the Spirit of God, they are not good. David was hungry. He had been fighting for God, getting the victory for God's people. And he ate the showbread, and he wasn't a priest. Let me mess y'all up real good. Let me mess you up real good. He wasn't a priest, but he went in there and ate that showbread. He wasn't a priest, Dean, but he was God's vessel. In fact, he said he was a man after God's own heart. We do the same thing in church now. We do that with pulpits.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. That ain't all.
What they doing back there? Same thing they said about David. If they are a man or a woman after God's own heart, they are not limited to the religiosity of man. Some of y'all want to say amen, but you're scared. What does that mean? That you could just get out of control in the church? No, that doesn't mean that. David only did that one time, but it was the need that he needed at that one time. And so God may be getting ready to do something in somebody's life that's going to transform them for the rest of their life, and you're stopping it because of some type of order. Y'all mighty quiet. Whatever it takes to get delivered. He said, I will put my word in the mouth of babes. And he said, I can make a difference in somebody's life if they will hear me. So I'm preparing you for 2017. You want to see where we're going? You want to know? Hey, look, you better grab hold of somebody and close your eyes because you might not like what you see. Because if you see what's going on, you might turn around. So grab a hold. What is faith? Faith is not sight. What are you hoping for? Do you want to see this facility being a community facility that's open 24 hours a day. Do you want to see that? Then you got to close your eyes, because he said you ain't going to see it by sight. Yes, but by faith. See, God don't want you. See, when you see too much, you say, oh, I don't think we can get that done. So sometimes you got to get where you're going and then open your eyes. Some of y'all need to do like Dorothy. Just close your eyes and click your heels. When you wake up, you'll be back in Kansas. Because if you see the tornado and the wind and the stuff blowing all around, whoo, I don't know about this, Pastor Lane. We don't have enough money for that. God will never ask you to pay for anything he wants to do. Somebody got, you'll think about that later. See, we pay for stuff we want to do. But if God wants it done, he don't need your money. It's already his. The thing that gets us in trouble is doing stuff outside of God. If there ain't nothing wrong with that car and it's still running good, why did you trade it in and get another one? You know why we do that? Because we want to. We do it because we want to. But when it comes to God's plan, he just wants us to follow. We sing the song, where he leads me, I will follow. What will you? Yeah, as long as I can see where I'm going.
That's right.
Well, Pastor, we need to know how to pray. He didn't even tell you to pray. He said, follow. Woo! Good God. Just. Well, where are we going? Just follow. Well, I ain't following nothing. I don't know where I'm going. That's why your name ain't Abraham and God ain't called you to do nothing, because he already know that. Abraham, get up, get your clothes, and go to a place that I will later show you. What? No, wait, God, if you can't tell me where I'm going right now, you think I'm going to leave my mom and my daddy? He said, when you get on your journey, then I'll tell you which way to go. See, some of you ain't going to get nowhere till you just start walking. Stop asking so many questions and just go.
Lord, have mercy. I know I ain't none of Abraham. Because you're going to tell me more than that, God. I no, Lord, you got to give me some details. Before I put all myself out there like that. And then, you know, we try to justify with God, because I want to know how to pray. If whatever God has already destined, what is that to pray about?
Amen.
You pray for yourself that you can be able to follow what God said. You don't have to pray for what he already spoke. Am I helping us today? God, if you said it, I believe it, that sells it. I just move on. Every child that gets in a car with their parents, that child can't drive. They don't care if they ain't never, they may ask you, where are we going? You can tell them anything because they don't know. They ain't never been there. They wouldn't know if you going right or wrong. But what do? They get in that seat and they sit down. and they believe my mama and my daddy know where they're taking me. They don't get to the gas station and hop out. See, some of y'all start out and ain't looking just right. Well, I ain't never seen this before. You sure we going right? Israel with Moses. Do you see anything? See, then see, that's when y'all start talking to each other. You don't fool with nobody else until you don't know what you're going on. Then, now you want to talk to the one you don't even like. Are we going right? Have you ever seen that before?
Yeah.
Well, all the times I've been down 45, I ain't never seen that. Child, what you think we must do? Well, girl, I'm following you. If you get out, I'm getting out too. But we ride in the car with our parents, but we won't trust God. How many times have we gotten into God? Didn't know where we were going, but if mama said that's where we were going, I believe that's where we were going. And I didn't have to see nothing that looked familiar. God didn't have to tell me in the back seat this is where we're supposed to go. If you're going to tell the back seat driver where to go, you don't need a driver. What the back seat driver is supposed to do is stay awake and keep the driver alert. You all right up there? Okay, let's keep moving on. You sleeping? I'm praying for you. Let's go. Your body hurting? Okay, let me lay hands on the back of you. You just keep driving. You don't start questioning everything. Ooh, and now I done stayed up till 1 o'clock this morning with my message.
Yeah.
We're going to preach this one day. God. I know he gave it to me.
I know you will.
I know he gave it to me. Y'all hear me? But I'm telling you, if you're going to ever get where God has for you to go, you're going to have to trust somebody. You're going to have to trust somebody. You trust that your boss is going to sign your check every payday. You trust that. You had an argument with him, but you still expecting that check. You told him or her how you felt, but you didn't think that that would have any ramifications on your check. Because they don't want KTBX up there. And it puzzles me, and it puzzles, I mean, even not only does it puzzle me as I relate to you, but it puzzles me as it relates to me, how we can trust everything without even knowing it, but we believe it's going to come to pass in the secular world, but when it comes to spiritual, we got to have details. Take your car to the mechanic. He say he going to fix it. You believe he going to fix it. Mm-hmm. You don't know whether he put the parts on there or not. Amen. But you get in that car, check this out, with no doubt that it's going to do what you took it there to do. Now, it's not always the case. It doesn't always happen. But it's not because you didn't believe it.
That's right.
How many of you will trust God enough to just follow? Sometimes, if Israel would have just trusted Moses, see,
They could only see Moses. They couldn't see God in Moses. You see, it takes, sometimes you got to go through a preparation period. I'm talking about leaders. And all of y'all that have seen me, you know that I went through a preparation period. When you felt like I had walked off and left you, it wasn't because I did, but it was because God had to take me to the backside of the desert and let me hear him. So when I was gone for that period of time and you couldn't feel the connection with me, it was because I had to go get prepared. Just because I accepted the assignment didn't mean I was prepared for it. So at some point, if you're really going to do what God says, you're going to have to go to the desert of preparation. And see, and folk don't want to go to the desert because it's dry there. There ain't no plentiful stuff there. The party ain't jumping there. Ain't nobody around. Ain't no dope to smoke. No women to be with. No men to go to. Come on, somebody. No drink to drink. But when he takes you to the desert, he wants to strip you from everything so he can talk to you. So Moses went to that desert place. In fact, he had to stay there for 40 years. So what I did was I started trying to hear God quickly because I ain't got 40 years. And I said, God, what do you want me to do with these people? And the one thing he told me first was to trust what I tell you to do. And he already knew this was a religious place. He knew it. And not only did he know it, I knew it. But he said, just trust what I tell you to do. In the midst of the desert experience, Moses married the wrong woman. Y'all mighty quiet. Woo! Y'all, if y'all act like you ain't never been there, come on, talk to me if you can. Help these folks that ain't done that yet so they won't mess up like you did. He was going to lead the Israelite nation with an Ethiopian wife. So I thought I was going to pastor this church.
Come on, Pastor.
Good God Almighty. With somebody who wasn't going the way I was going. Y'all mighty quiet. Y'all don't want to hear me this morning. So he had to take me through a time of preparation. And when I got prepared, he had what was prepared for me. So my point is, y'all think I went through all of that to lead you to hell and I know that's what I'm doing? No, he prepared me. And when I saw that I was being prepared, and then he began to speak to me through the bush.
Yeah. Come on, man. Come on.
See, when the bush was on fire, I'm preaching out of Exodus 3 right now for y'all. On that. When the bush was on fire, but it didn't burn up, God was saying to me, I'm burning your situation up, but I ain't going to consume you. I'm going to give you another chance, but I'm going to burn up what you don't need. I ain't going to kill him. I'm just going to move him out your way. You know, you can't preach this unless God is. This is, ain't no way in the world I'll prepare this. So all of you that done had to get get some stuff moved. God wasn't trying to kill you or them, but he was moving you to your right place. See, God ain't mad what you did wrong. He just want to fix it. That's all he wants to do. And we think God is angry. He ain't angry. He just want to fix it. So when you mess up, don't feel bad. Just let God fix it. Woo, and one day I saw the bush. And I had to walk closer. I wanted to see why that thing wasn't burning up. But as I got closer, God began to speak to me, because it wasn't about the bush, it was about me. He said, I want you to go and tell Pharaoh. Wait a minute. Y'all do know all churches are full up with some Pharaohs. Pharaohs that ain't going to let that tradition go. Pharaohs that ain't going to turn them people loose. Pharaohs that say, I ain't going to never change. Pharaohs that say, we're not going to stop doing the way we're doing it. Go back and tell Pharaoh, let Andre Nymph go. Because they ain't going to be able to do that stuff the way y'all been doing it. They got too much sense. Too much abilities. They want to do it differently. But Pharaoh, you got to release them. Can I let y'all in on a little secret? I started making excuses with God. But God, they paying me pretty good. I don't want to ruffle the feathers and muddy up the water. In fact, God, I really ain't been doing this as long. I don't really know much about what I'm doing. Can't we just leave it like it is? The bush kept talking. Brother Gaines said, go and tell Pharaoh. I said, woo! Wait a minute. See, whose name should I go in? Should I go in Lane? No, go in the name that I tell you. I am that I am. It said it. So as I began to get prepared and I stopped speaking out of Lane and started speaking in the I am, you can see things start changing. Because I had to figure out to Pharaoh, this ain't what I'm saying. Well, then who said it? I am that I am said it. And when I am started speaking, woo, folks that ain't been here in a little while don't know this place no more. What y'all doing? What? And you got, I'm going to give you something to tell them from now. Baby, you ain't seen nothing yet. This is just what we had to get through the preparation phase. But now we're getting ready to enter into the promised land on earth. Somebody look behind you and say, there's the promised land back there. Yeah. He promised me that we were going to get that. And so when we went to the place to try to get it, they had already told me we were going to spend this amount of money on this land. But when we got to the land, the place to get the land, the enemy kept raising up the price. And they looked at me and said, what are we going to do? I said, we're going to get this land. Why? Because God said it was ours. It wasn't Pena's land. He tried, but it was ours. And so now, here we are. He's shown you enough that you ought to close your eyes and walk now. Am I talking to anybody this morning? Who is willing to follow God? Who is willing to say this morning, where he leads me, I will follow. What he tells me, come on, talk to me this morning, I will do that. What he tells me, I'll go after with all of my might. Somebody might talk about you and say you're losing your mind, but that's all right. Just stay with what God said. You might not understand it all, but I'm telling you, you've got a leader that has been prepared to follow what God has given him. And I don't know the end from the beginning, but I'm going to keep on walking. And all I'm asking you to do today is where he leads me, I want you to follow in return. Shout yes! Grab your neighbor by the hand and say, will you follow where he leads? Tell him, don't ask no questions. Because there's an old song that says, if you don't know me by now. Good God Almighty. Y'all act like y'all ain't never heard that. But you ought to know me by now. That I'm on the way where God wants to take us. I shed too many tears. I cried too many nights to try to mess this thing up now. But I'm going where the Lord lead me. Oh! Do y'all believe that today? Come on, if you really believe it, give God praise. Do you believe I'm going where God said go? I wonder, do you trust the God that's in me? The handwriting is all on the wall. Will you just walk in faith? Y'all know what I want to do? I am going to trust in the I'm in the Lord. I am in the Lord till I y'all get that beat going. I am. Turn that bass up and bump that beat. Come on, let's put your hands together. I'm going to trust till I already know some things gonna happen on this journey that try to stop me from getting where God want me to go, but I've already made up my mind that I'm gonna stay with him. You know what? I am going to treat every. I don't care what they do. Don't care what they think, what they say. I am. Everybody. Not just for a few days. Yes, I am. Y'all all right this morning? Yes, I am. Everybody, I am. Now, I need to let you know something. Sometimes that's going to be hard to do because you have to deal with some unlovable people. But you got to make up your mind that no matter what they do, you're going to go ahead and stay with God. So here's what I decided. I am going to stay on bended knees. I'm going to stay on. You got to do that. Till I... I am
Hallelujah. Come on, come on. I'm going to bless the Lord at all times. And his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Woo! Man, the Lord has spoken to us today. Isn't that right? Come on, if you know God spoke in this place today, why don't you just give him some praise? If you can just... That you know Pastor Lane didn't give this sermon. Come on, you know that God spoke to you today. You ought to just say, thank you, Lord. Because you know what I needed. I'll tell you, God never ceases to amaze me in this place. God bless you and I love you all.